Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
All right, all right, all right. Yay, learning in summertime. What better time to learn? Our guests this morning for Ready, Steady, Learn from the bioengineering part of Auckland University, Dr. Zhizhao Zhao. Hi, good morning. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hi.
We're going to talk about a virtual 3D heart. Why is a virtual 3D heart important, Doctor?
The 3D virtual heart can give us a global picture about the condition of the heart. Particularly, it can help doctors in two aspects. Firstly, the 3D virtual heart can pinpoint the precise location of the disease cardiac tissues. So for our concern is upper chamber of the heart, so that doctor can target these regions more accurately in clinical procedures.
Are we talking about a heart on a computer screen, a model of a heart on a screen? Yeah,
that's right. Yes, that's right. That's the virtual heart, 3D one. Secondly, is the 3D virtual heart can allow us more accurately estimate the clinical biomarkers. So here we talking about the left atrial chamber volumes.
Volumes of the chamber, is that what you
said? Chamber, yes. Generally speaking, is the bigger the left atrial diameters or the volume, the worse the disease we call the atrial fibrillation gets.
Okay, so the name of that disease again is called what?
Atrial fibrillation.
Atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, fibrillation, yeah.
And what is that? Just to recap, you're saying that the bigger the left-hand chamber is,
yes,
then the bigger
right.
the chance of atrial fibrillation.
The bigger the disease get.
Oh, the worse the disease.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Basically the doctor can use this information to get, say, clinical stratifications. So which means the doctor says patient, right, they know how big the chamber is, then they know what kind of best strategy to treat these patients.
And how do you determine how big the chamber is? Like when you say you make a virtual model of the, when you say it's a virtual 3D model of the heart, that is of the actual heart of the patient? How is that possible?
Oh, yeah. So that's a really good question. So the virtual heart, we really did based on individualized whole body MRI scans. So really based on individual patients.
So it's an MRI?
Yeah, MRI, that's right.
Okay, by taking the MRI scans, then you build a 3D model of it?
Right.
And then through that, you're able to get an accurate size of the different chambers?
That's right. We based on that, we can estimate the volume, how big the heart.
Have we not been able to do that before? This is new, is it?
Yeah, that's right. So in pretty much nowadays, right, all the hospitals they actually use on the 2D information from the MRI scans.
Which is for people who don't know, that's is a magnetic resonance.
That's right.
Image, which is like one like a photo on top of a photo on top of a photo.
That's right.
And you build those on top of each other to try and get as close to a 3D scan as possible.
That's right. Yeah. So now as mentioned, most hospitals now only look at a 2D, so which means sometimes cannot be that accurate.
You can miss things.
Yeah, that's right.
Not see things behind things and very hard to estimate the volume.
Also, they cannot see the disease across the heart.
Right.
Also, the only limited clinical or the research centers around the world, they can offer 3D reconstruction. However, they really rely on the manual and less accurate approach for 3D reconstructions.
So how do you ensure that the model that you, the virtual heart, the 3D model that you're making is accurate? How can you be sure of that?
Oh yeah, that's a really, really good question. Actually, that's a difficult question.
If it's too hard, it's too hard.
No. But we can answer is clinical, all the imaging modality, they actually can offer really low resolutions. So the advantage for us is we use the so-called new approach called artificial intelligence machine learning approach. So first of all, we have this approach developed. We, in the past 2 years, we have a team from University of Auckland. So we developed this, this approach. Secondly, it's really all the machine learning or artificial intelligence really based on big data. So we are, our team really lucky in a position that we have really extensive international linkage. So we access.
So you're in touch with other hat builders around the world.
That's right. Cool. So we access the largest data of its kind in the world.
So how quickly can you build a model of a hat? Of a patient's, an accurate model of a patient's heart.
Yeah.
How quick?
So basically, our approach is really efficient. So it could take probably less than 1 minute. For any given new MI patient, we can do 1 minute. Even use one personal laptop. So other approach, right? If they do manual segmentation, will take one person couple days to reconstruct.
Wow.
Also our approach.
That's amazing. That's a huge step forward, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Also our approach, as mentioned, we use artificial intelligence, rely on big data. So our approach can be validated using a whole lot of the hidden data. So it was validated extensively using this big data.
Cool. The atrial fibrillation, how big a problem is that in New Zealand?
It's pretty big. Generally speaking, atrial fibrillation the most common cardiac disease. It impacts about 2% of populations. It's kind of aging, especially for the people who are older than, say 65 or 70 years old. Yeah. It impacts about 10% of these populations.
Wow.
And that's when the heart has an irregular heartbeat.
Wow.
So I think does it skip a beat or?
So the fibrillation just means the chaos. It will be faster.
Yeah.
During the atrial fibrillation it compromises the normal function of the heart and will compromise the heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. That's great.
It can lead to increase the risk of strokes quite highly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
five times the risk of stroke, I believe.
Exactly. It's statistics show, as you said, it increases fivefold risk of stroke and threefold of heart failure.
So once you discover it, as a doctor, what does a doctor do when he or she discovers that a heart is in that condition? Using your model, then what do you do? Is there a way of treating it?
Yeah. So basically, our approach particularly can aid the doctor in two ways. The first is one clinical procedure called ablation approach, which means you target the diseased myeloid tissue and you burn it. So our 3D heart can lead to the targeted region more accurately. Second, as mentioned, really for patient stratification. So we really choose the best treatment for individual patients using our virtual heart.
Hey, Dr. Giselle, thank you very much for coming in. That's amazing. That's actually really amazing. And I wish you all the very best with that. Saving New Zealanders from heart disease. Excellent.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.